Disney. Wish. Adapted by Luna Chi. Illustrated by Joey Chow. Designed by Tony Farron. Narrated by Kritzia Bajos. There was once a kingdom called Rosas that was ruled by the magical King Magnifico. He had the power to grant his people's deepest wishes. One day, a young woman named Asha was on her way to meet with the king for the chance to become his apprentice. Her pet goat, Valentino, tagged along. It was also Asha's grandfather Sabino's 100th birthday, and she hoped to convince the king to grant his wish. After all, anything was possible in the Kingdom of Wishes. Asha visited her friends in the castle kitchen before her meeting. Hal, Vazima, Simon, Dahlia, Dario, and Safi all wished her luck. But grumpy Gabo wasn't as supportive. The kind Queen Amaya arrived to lead Asha to the king. She had noticed Asha's generosity and recommended her for the role of his apprentice. Asha was nervous to meet the king at first, but he soon saw that she shared his desire to protect the wishes of Rosas. King Magnifico decided to show Asha something spectacular. Wondrous, glowing wishes descended around them. Asha had never seen such a beautiful sight. She leaned in for a closer look. There it was! Asha saw her grandfather's wish floating among the others. He wanted to create something to inspire future generations. She asked King Magnifico if he could make her Saba's wish come true at the upcoming wish-granting ceremony. Magnifico grew stern and told Asha he would never grant Sabino's wish. He revealed that most of the wishes would never be granted. "My Saba is good. The people of Rosas are good," Asha replied. "They deserve more than just false hope." King Magnifico did not like that Asha had challenged him. He granted someone else's wish at the ceremony. Asha would not become the king's apprentice, and her grandfather would never get his wish. She rushed home to tell her family what she had learned, but Sabino and her mother, Sakina, begged Asha not to question the king. They couldn't believe that everything they knew about him was a lie. Only Asha knew the truth. Overwhelmed, Asha ran to a special wishing tree where she liked to gaze upon the night sky. Calling out to the brightest star, she shared her deepest hope that everyone in Rosas would have the freedom to pursue their dreams. The glimmering star flashed in the sky. And a beautiful light washed over the kingdom, filling the people of Rosas with joy and wonder. But inside the castle, King Magnifico began to panic. The flash of light had caused the wishes in his chamber to swirl. Queen Amaya tried to soothe the king, but he still feared that something or someone was threatening his power. In the forest, a streak of light zipped past Asha.
"You kind of look like a star," Asha said.
Star excitedly looped-the-looped all around, sprinkling stardust to bring everything to life. The mushrooms, trees, and animals burst into song. Even Asha's pet goat could talk. They all told her that every living thing was made of stardust.
Asha was determined to find a way to free the ungranted wishes of Rosas, starting with her grandfather's. Asha needed to keep Star a secret, but she also needed help with her plan. She tried hiding Star and Valentino in the chicken room near the castle kitchen so she could find her friends. But when Star's magic made the chickens burst into song, her friends quickly found her instead. They were amazed to discover a real-life Star. Trumpets blared in the castle courtyard. The king was calling everyone in Rosas to gather. Asha's friends had to go, but they promised to keep Star a secret. Her best friend, Dahlia, agreed to stall Magnifico and showed Asha a contraption that could carry her and Valentino and Star up to the king's study so they could rescue Sabino's wish. Outside, King Magnifico offered a reward for any reports of suspicious magic. Dahlia asked the king questions to keep him away from the castle, but that encouraged the crowd to start questioning the king, too. Angry with their requests, Magnifico stormed back into the castle. Thankfully, Asha, Star, and Valentino found Sabino's wish just in time to sneak away undiscovered. Asha was overjoyed to reunite her grandfather with his wish. Suddenly, King Magnifico burst into her family's home and crushed Asha's mother's wish in his hands. Star swiftly pulled the family out of danger to flee on horseback. With her family safe, Asha vowed to return to the castle with Star and Valentino to defeat the king and free everyone's wishes. "I started this. I have to finish it." Back at the castle, Queen Amaya was concerned. King Magnifico had called upon forbidden magic to form an all-powerful staff. He had seen Star and wanted to capture the ball of light for himself. Meanwhile, Asha had found her friends. She told them what King Magnifico had done and how he was keeping their wishes for himself, with little hope they would ever be granted. Asha's friends joined in her plan to free the wishes of Rosas, and they weren't alone. Queen Amaya arrived and promised to help as well. The king needed to be stopped. The friends, Valentino and Star, broke into the castle to free the wishes. But King Magnifico emerged and used his forbidden magic to capture Star in his mirrored staff. All of the wishes of Rosas fell to the ground like stones. Then the king aimed his staff at Asha, binding her with coils of glowing green light so she couldn't break free. King Magnifico pulled all the light from the stars in the sky into his staff, casting a cloud of darkness over the people of Rosas. "There will be no wishing on stars ever again," he hissed. Asha was weakened by the king's forbidden magic, but his words struck her. She remembered what she had learned. "We are stars," she cried. Asha began to sing, and the stardust light within her started to glow. Soon, the whole kingdom joined in Asha's song. Their hearts glowed brighter until the dark clouds disappeared and the night sky twinkled once more. Then, in one giant blast, the king's forbidden magic lost all its power. Star was released as Magnifico was sucked into his mirrored staff. The people cheered as their new leader, Queen Amaya, vowed to protect their freedom to pursue their own wishes. star gave Asha a magic wand to help others as they followed their dreams. Asha looked at her friends and family celebrating around her and sighed happily. At long last, all was right in the land of Rosas.
Thank you.